Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 291. A Dark Sail and a Bright Ship. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the 11th month, on the 25th day of the 11th month.
Dear Dan, in about 1992 or so, M got a new stereo system that had a multi-disc CD changer. Soon thereafter I would often sit in a rocking chair next to the stereo and listen to tunes on headphones. One of the songs I would listen to is by Jethro Tull, and is called Broadsword. It is about a man who sees a dark sail on the horizon, and how he issues a call to arms and then finds safe shelter for women and children. As I would listen to the music, I would visualize what I thought a tall ship with dark sails would look like. But then, in my imagination, another ship would appear. I didn't realize it then, but this other ship was being sent from the Lord by Angel Gabe. This was before I knew much at all about angels, prophetic visions, and such. Anyway, this new ship was a very large luxury cruise liner, about three times the size of the Spanish galleon that I was imagining. It was white in color, contrasted with the dark-sailed ship that I was seeing. Then, I would see the white ship come alongside the dark ship as it was trying to tie up to a pier in the port, and smash the small galleon into pieces. And then that would be the end of the vision. And for many years I couldn't get the pictures out of my head. I would always remember the song by Jethro Tull and the picture of the white ship crushing the dark ship. When I started writing poetry, I wrote about the white ship I saw in this vision. I had not thought about this poem until very recently when I was remembering some of the photos I took while in Astoria last September. When I was atop the Astoria column, coincidentally there on the horizon was a cruise ship coming into the port of Astoria from sea. And the ship was indeed white and bright. And big, even compared to some of the freighters that were powering their way up the Columbia. So, below is the poem with a link to one of the pictures I took. I find it interesting that one of the lines includes a reference to a new season. When I wrote it, I hadn't a clue as to what it meant. Now, at least I have a few ideas. According to church tradition, whenever Angel Gabriel is sent by God from heaven to the earth, one of the signs that follows him is a change of chronology. The coming of a new day. His Majesty's Ship. Copyright 1998 by C.T. Janitor. The Age of Reason is here but is closing rather fast. A taller ship is at the harbor, and coming into port at last. A new age or season is being provided by the sun, to give his saints another day, till all his kingdom come. This ship is white and bright, much larger than the rest. Upon the starboard deck are cargo, marked, nothing but the best. As the yacht draws ever nearer, its nameplate can be seen, painted in a background of blue, with letters of bright green. At the helm above the sign stands the skipper, dressed in brown and red. Flashing a happy smile, he gives a hearty wave to those of us who are crucified and dead. For the word and name engraved and etched upon the hull is the word that he's been waiting for to wake us from our lull. A simple name, yet complete, to grace His Majesty's ship. A longshoreman cries, at last, I see. It is the HMS Relationship. Copyright 1998 CT Janitor. May be freely copied and distributed at no cost to the recipient. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Southern Cross for the first time, you understand now why you came this way. 'Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as the promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are a-dying, and my love is an anchor tied to you,
tied with a silver chain.
I have my ship and all her flags are a-flying. She is all that I have left,
and music is her name.
Think about
how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, Lord, your voice is calling. What heaven brought you and me cannot be forgotten.
Sailing to the vessel was so badly crushed. Sin's waters had flooded my heart. I had sailed so long on life's angry waves with the cargo of fear and despair.